Wisconsin School of the Air presents the second in a series of Let's Draw on Television. This fun in art time is an experiment in the teaching of creative art through television. Your TV art teacher is James A. Schwalbach, Extension Specialist in Rural Art and Design in the University College of Agriculture. And now here's Mr. Schwalbach.
Hello, boys and girls. Before we start today's lesson, I'd like to show you some work that was sent in after last week's program. It came from the boys and girls in the Sunnyside School right outside Madison. I'd like to be able to tell you the names of the boys and girls that did this work. I think it's very nice, but there are no names on the work, so I can't do that. Possibly they'll send them to us. They're quite interesting. You start out here with a very nice all-over pattern, where you can see the different things. I can't even guess what's been used in them, but a completely all-over pattern printed very nicely in green and several other colors. And we have one up here that's a little bit different in that it's almost an all-over pattern, but you can see the border running around the edge with a little bit of different design in the middle. So here are three very fine examples of last week's program. We know there's quite a good deal of this as well. And now we're ready to start on today's lesson. Have you ever thought that people are different? People are so very different that we probably draw more pictures of people than anything else. Why, there are millions of people in the world, and yet, just stop to think of this. No two people are exactly alike. In fact, twins even are a little bit different. You know that. Today, we're going to draw some, just a few, of these millions of boys and girls and men and women. And for these drawings, we're going to use our wax crayons, our old friends. For the radio series, Let's Draw, in the teacher's manual, on pages 14 and 15, you'll find many suggestions for the use of your crayons. We're going to want to try out a few of those different things today. How about it? Do you have all ready to use on the top of your desk right now a sheet of 12 by 18 inch drawing paper and your box of crayons? Do you have that ready? I'm going to wait just a minute and give you a chance to get that sheet of 12 by 18 inch drawing paper out there on top of your desk, ready to use, and your box of crayons. Let's get them set right now. Fine, I hope you're ready now, because I want you to experiment with me as we try some of these different ways of using the crayons. Everybody all set? Fine. Well, you pick up one of your crayons, let's say a blue or a black. It doesn't really make too much difference. And the first thing we want to know is that we have color mixed with wax in our wax crayon. And in order to get a variety of colors in our picture, we've got to kind of vary the pressure. We've got to press hard in some spots and lightly in others. And so let's try this. You take your crayon, hold it loosely in your hand, start up here at the top of your page, and swing your arm from side to side. Just barely touch the crayon. I don't know whether you can see that or not. Maybe you can't. I can see it. Just barely touch it, going from side to side. And as you get down, go just a little bit harder, and just a little bit harder. Are you doing that with me? Go right ahead and go work right along with me. Press just a little bit harder now. Press a little harder. See how darker it's getting? Get right in top of here. Lean right on top of your crayon, and even if the crayon breaks, as mine did just now, it doesn't really make too much difference. You might even grunt a little bit right down here at the bottom of the page. Now, if you've done that on your sheet of paper, you have something that is very interesting because it shows with one color how many different things you can get. Up here at the top, you have a very, very light crayon. It's so light, you've almost tickled the page with it. You can hardly see it. And as you come down, it gets a little bit darker, a little bit darker. It can get way down here at the bottom where you've pressed very, very hard, just ground that crayon right into the page. You have a very, very dark color. Have you been able to do that on your drawing? I hope so, because when you make your picture, you may want to get all these darks in, way from a way dark to light in your single picture, unless you have some different ideas in mind. But generally speaking, from a light to a middle value to a dark, we want in our picture. Now, that's one of the most important things in crayons, but there's some other things we want to do, too, and that's mixing our colors. For example, suppose I take one color crayon and put it on the page in this manner, covering it fairly solidly. This is just one way to mix your crayons. Covering one crayon down first, then picking up a second crayon and going on top of the first crayon. You may not want to completely color it, leaving some of the first crayon showing through. You may even want to take your finger and rub it a little bit, rubbing those two colors together, or a piece of shiny paper works too. Coming back on top of it, you may go back to your first crayon and mix some in between. So one way of mixing your crayons is to take the two colors, put them right on top of each other, and mix them in that manner. But there's a second way of doing it that you may want to use too, and there may be other ways as well. Take your first crayon, as we did before, but this time when putting the crayon on, don't completely cover the page. Leave some parts of the crayon showing through, as I'm doing there. Then take your second crayon, go on top of it. In some places, you'll go over that wax crayon. In others, you'll go over clear paper. And that works a little bit differently. And you may want to use that in some parts of your drawing. So two ways of mixing your crayon. One crayon on top of another, one crayon on top of another, but in this case, some paper shown through. Now there's another thing we can do with our crayons too that we may want to try out in our pictures. We want to do all sorts of these things. Most of us in drawing, when we draw, we take the crayon in our hand and use the end of it, as I've been doing most of the time here, and you see it makes a sort of a line. Now that's very useful for showing details on faces and texture in cloth, leaves on trees, and many things. In fact, we'll probably use that more than anything else. But there may be times in your drawing where you want to just cover a large area. In doing that, you just take your crayon, hold it in your hand, and take the crayon and break it right in half. That's right, take the crayon, bust it right in half. You want to try doing that with one of your crayons, or if you have one broken, then just use the short piece of crayon. And after your crayon is broken, take your fingernail and run it right down along the side of the crayon in that manner, just picking up that paper. That'll take that paper right off the crayon very easily. So you have nothing but a piece of wax, colored wax. Now take it, hold it on its side, and push it down on, and you see it covers a large area. You can do this very lightly, or you can press very hard on it. Now here we'll use that to cover large areas of color. We may use that in combination with a line right on top of it so that the detail will show. Now, whatever you wish to use depends on yourself. Now, the last thing we're talking about in crayon is just how you yourself act while you're using it. And that's quite important. You know, drawing's a lot of fun. We don't want to make too much work of it. So when you work, don't get down here and grind and bite your teeth away and work and make these little detail lines. That's not much fun, and your drawing will look like it, too. Instead, take it in your hand and freely swing the crayon and just have a good time. Smile while you're doing it. Swing that arm around, and things will go much faster. And you won't make any more mistakes either. So freely swing your arm, sit up straight, and have a good time. Now, those are just a few ways of using crayons. You can undoubtedly try them out and find out many new ways for yourself. That's the important thing. You try them out and use the way that's best suited for you. Now, what about people? Let's just look and see how different people really are.
Have you ever really looked at people as they walk down the street in front of a grocery store? Where do you suppose this lady is going? How about the man in white who's walking with a cane? You'd have a slightly different drawing for him, wouldn't you? Yes, people are different. This cameraman has a beard. Looks odd to us, but not too many years ago, most men had beards. Today, most of them are clean-shaven. Notice how tall and thin the cameraman and this woman appear to be. And then look at the jolly fatness of the big man pointing. Some people are wider than other people, you know. People look quite different when they grow old. They get wiser and quieter. Quite different from this baby who looks as if he were up to something that is going to be fun. Have you ever noticed how different people of different ages look? Well, now, boys and girls, here's the terrifically interesting face of a Negro. We're all the same Americans, but some of us have different racial backgrounds, of which we're all very proud. That makes us look different, too. Notice this teenage girl. Her face is different, from the strong, arresting face of the woman wearing a headscarf. A few wrinkles on a face and a simple bonnet make quite a difference in appearance. Wrinkles tell a wonderful story, a very personal story. And just as personal are glasses and freckles and pigtails, because they belong very specially to a person. How about this? People do strange and awful things, so don't be surprised at anything. What a story this tells. Now, we're not only different from each other. Each of us is different at different times. That's right. Sometimes we're hurt and angry and crying, like this girl who's fallen down the cement steps. And sometimes we're happy and gay, like this girl who's having such a wonderful time. Have you ever felt like this? Of course you have. Not only do we reveal feelings and emotions, but most of the time we're doing something. And that makes a person look very different, too. Just look at this man jumping high in the air, spreading out his legs and arms. Or this big husky athlete as he moves across the shot put ring. This is a composite photograph to show the full movement as he throws that big iron ball in the air. Yes, action and movement change us. And when we don't move, well, that changes us too. Look at this fellow taking it easy on some feed bags. You'd draw him quite differently from the shot putter or from a dancer. And then there are clothes. A girl as a bride may wear something like this, and she looks very beautiful. A groom may wear something like this. At least this is what an English groom would wear. How many different kinds of clothes do your friends wear? You ever think of that? And have you ever seen people like this? Sure you have. Just look closely. We're looking right down on them from a third-story window. How you look at people and from where you look at them is important. From up high, people look very different from, say, down here. Looking up at these boys sitting on a fence changes things. Even people walking away from us look different. Have you ever paid any attention to how people look from the back? Well, try it sometime, boys and girls. And another thing, now people can't be separated from their surroundings. Sometimes those surroundings add a great deal to pictures of people. Now here the farmer looks much more interesting than he would without the big wheel in front of him. Not only people are different, but all artists are different too. They each have an individual way of drawing. And each one of you boys and girls would see the same person differently, and would draw that person in your own particular way. Now notice how different this cartoon-like drawing of the big man is from the crayon drawing of the girl carrying a bucket. Sometimes artists use many lines in their drawings and great detail, as the artist did in this picture. Others may just use broad strokes of the crayon to suggest large masses of color, as in this drawing of two men. At times, the people in a picture are fitted together to form a powerful movement of lines, as the Mexican artist José Orozco has done in this painting. Now, Fred Conway, in his mural of Oklahoma Land Rush, has almost lost his people because he was so much more interested in the design the people made in the crowd. A crowd of people often makes a big pattern or design, and it's very hard to find any one person in it. And what about you, boys and girls? How do you draw people?
And that's a good question, boys and girls. How do you draw people? Do you draw them like this? There are many different ways for you to do them, and if you're in a different age level or a different grade level, you'll do it in many different ways. For example, we have three drawings up here on the board made by boys and girls of many of your ages. Let's look at them to see how different they are. We have over here a drawing of a girl in the second grade. You see the joyful jumping of the people there and how differently she's done it possibly than some of you older boys and girls do it. Let's step over here to this one over here of the races. Here again, this one is a fifth grader, a little bit older, a boy, drawing a picture of the races. And I wanted to show you this particularly for the people in the crowd. You see, they aren't really individual people. They're just groups of people, and the boy has made just sort of symbols of them. That's another way of drawing people. The boy did that himself. Or you may come down here to the way this eighth grader has drawn her people skating on an ice rink in the winter. She's filled the pages with them. There are lots of fine action. Again, they're not quite so much a symbol except her own individual interpretation. Yes, there's many different ways of looking at people. There's many different people, and there's many different ways of drawing them. And now, boys and girls, let's look at live people. People moving, people doing all sorts of things. We're going to show you a short and silent movie. We aren't even going to say very much during it. All we want you to do is watch this movie and be on the lookout for people that would be fun to draw. If you wish, you can jot down ideas for pictures on the back of your drawing paper. And now we're all set, so let's look at people and people and people and still more people.
Remember, boys and girls, be on the alert for ideas that you'd like to use for pictures of people. How would you draw them? Boys and girls, are you getting lots of ideas about people? All shapes and sizes and doing all sorts of things. That's what we're looking for, picture ideas.
Well, boys and girls, we've experimented with our crayons, so we know that we can use them in many different ways. And we've looked at all sorts of different people, and we've learned ourselves to look at people differently. And we have lots of ideas for good pictures. So let's get out those big sheets of paper, those rich, colorful crayons, and let's draw.
This experimental program in the teaching of creative art through television has demonstrated the use of the wax crayon for drawing people. Your TV art teacher is James A. Schwalbach, Extension Specialist in Art and Design of the University College of Agriculture. We want to see samples of the work you do on these programs, boys and girls. So send your work to Let's Draw TV, WHA TV, Madison 6, Wisconsin. We also want your comments and suggestions. Next Friday morning at 10 o'clock, the Wisconsin School of the Air will bring you another of the television programs in the series Let's Draw. The subject, trains. The materials you'll need are listed in the teacher's guide. If you wish a teacher's guide for these programs, send your request to Let's Draw, WHA TV, 600 North Park Street, Madison, Wisconsin. This is the Wisconsin School of the Air.